produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. We welcome you, each and every one of you, under the sound of my voice, of tuning in to the Nurture by Natasha channel on today. We greatly appreciate you. And today, we want to thank you so much for just being here with us. And so let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for just allowing each and every one of us to begin to create healthy habits, Lord God, not just only in our lifestyles, Lord God, but also in our spiritual walk, Lord God, as we walk closer with you, Lord God, and staying still at times and listening to you and allowing you to guide and to direct our life, Lord God. Lord, we know if you did it back 2,000 or so more years ago, Lord God, that you can do it and reign in our lives today, Lord God, as we deal with so many different things in our life, as we go through life's journey, Lord God, that we know that you are an unchanging God and that you always have our best interests at heart. And through all the things that we endure through this life, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to be a beacon of light, Lord God, to shine and to just remove me, Lord God, and allow people to see the God that you are deep down within inside of me and know that I don't take this life for granted. And Lord, just continue to bless everyone with Finding My Way Radio, and that everyone begins to prosper during this Thanksgiving season, Lord God, to just not only just be thankful during the month of November, but to be thankful all year long, Lord God, and for everything that you have bestowed upon us in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank you so much for tuning in with us here on today as we share with you in reference to cultivating daily habits of reading your Bible. And so it's really important to really stay connected and stay rooted in your Bible every single day, right? No matter what time of day that it is, but to definitely to carve out that time that's much needed. It truly is your roadmap that will help to cultivate that lifestyle that you desire, right? To have that lifestyle more abundantly. And so today I wanted to take some time to have you just to reflect. Sometimes we don't sit still long enough to just reflect on just how amazing, how crazy good God really, really is. And so with diving into the good old book, the B-I-B-L-E, our basic instruction before leaving earth, it is super important to know that it's life-changing, right? Some people, you know, they dread in reading it because they feel that, oh, you're on my street, or, you know, this is just not for me. But in the midst of all of it, you know, it's tailored to where it the book is just intricately written that, you know, it covers every aspect of everyone's life, right? Many of us are authors, or they're striving to be authors know that you can sit and you can write different novels and different books of things like that, whether fiction or nonfiction. And the fact that a man has wrote a book so great that it touches attributes of everyone's life. He didn't do a second edition, a third edition. Now, there's been many other books that men have written that to make it in layman's terms so that even a child could read it. But to have something that's just so profound is just remarkable. That is something even in the Old as well as the New Testament that could speak to each and every one of our lives. Wouldn't you agree? So I want to share with you some tips and tools as you cultivate these habits in your daily Bible reading. And so if you have a pen and paper, or you have a device that you can jot down these things, or you're great at just remembering just a couple of them, the ones that really stick out the most to you, focus on them as you go through your everyday life to cultivate the habits of your daily reading, right? It's readers are leaders. And so in the midst of reading, to truly, truly, as the Bible states, to show yourself approved. And so you should subscribe these things on your heart, right? And so I'm forever grateful. And so the first thing that I wanted to share with you is to decide what time of day is best for you, right? We all have our times of the days that's best for us. Many of us, we don't too care particular for mornings. Some of us are more midday people, especially those of you, as I call them, my youthful folks that are retired, right? Maybe after 12 noon is the best time for you to have your noonday prayer. And so there's different times and different strokes for different folks, as they say, to schedule your family time and or your parenting time and different times for different things of your life. But when do you pencil God in to the midst of your day? And so, you know, decide what time of the day is best for you. Right? Some people, they wake up in the morning and it's best if they start their day off with prayer. Some of us only pray, let's be real, only when, you know, trouble is at our door and knocking. And so the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And so it's super important to pray. It's something about that Wi-Fi connection that I always speak about that connects you to that higher source. No cord that's made by man can reach that higher source. And so figuring that out and having that conversation is super important. The second thing is find a place where you can be alone. Right? God told us that he's a jealous God, to put no man before him. And so sometimes you got to really get into that secret place and find that time to steal away with him. Whether it's in your car, whether it's in your castle, which is your home, your temple, or your church that you go to, and just finding that time. Many churches have Bible study and just, you know, finding that prayer time to have that time alone. And so it's super important to do that. And sometimes you got to go to a coffee shop, go to a public library, wherever you can, even if it's your bathroom, to get that alone time place with him. And you know, to tell him what it is that you want. I remember the song growing up, Jesus is on the main line, tell him what you want. And so he knows what it is that we want. Oftentimes he's just waiting. You remember when we all were children and it was things that we wanted and you would run to whoever your guardian was, your parent, your grandmom or whatever. And you just couldn't wait to get out and tell them what it was that you wanted, whether it was a plate of food, whether it was some dessert or, you know, something to drink. You were eager to get that out. And so as adults, we should still be so eager and so hungry to get what it is that he has for us. Right? Not twisting his arm, but asking for the things that we desire. Those things that are just. And knowing that he's a provider. The third thing is, what makes a commitment to meet with God as a designated place and time? Right? We make our doctor's appointments. We make our dentist appointments. We make appointments with our insurance agent. Some of us have our 401ks. We make an appointment with our supervisor. You know, when do you set that appointed time to decide for God? He deserves the same respect that we give our financial planner or even the taxpayer, right? Many of us, we wait for the first of the year or whenever the time of the year that you file your taxes with Uncle Sam. Most of us have never met him at all. But yet, and no matter what state, what city, what country, we all have a taxpayer that we have to pay taxes to keep our city, to keep our government going, right? And so what do you do to pay your contribution to God? What is it that you do? He only asks us for 10% of giving your time, your talents, and your treasures. Many of us find it really hard to do that. I urge you to cultivate an attitude that takes your daily Bible time seriously. It is really serious to truly cultivate that healthy lifestyle. To dive into your Bible and read those pages and embed them in your heart. Not just to read the pages, but to cultivate them down into your soul, to plant that seed inside of you, and to really study and to show yourself approving. It is super important. For it's when your darkest times happen, those words on those pages are way more than just words. There'll be a comforter through the words that he has already transcribed. They'll help you over so many hurdles in life. And sometimes, which brings me to my number four, you got to do it whether you feel like it or not, right? Just think. Just take a moment and just think. What if God decided that He didn't want to breathe into your nostrils on tomorrow morning? Or maybe even just the next second that you think that you're worthy of just being here on earth. So when you really think about it, He's worth way more than what it is that we all tend to give. So we have to stop murmuring and complaining. We have to put our best foot forward more than we really do. We really do, all as a people. For a man has laid down his life. Laid down his life for us all. And so taking time to cultivate the habits of a daily Bible reading is just something that's really small. You know, he wasn't just an ordinary man that just laid down his life. Moses, you know, so many other people of the Bible, Aaron and all those different people that's in the Bible, none of them rose again on the third day. And so you really have to take God seriously. Sure, life gets in the way of our plans, of our expectations that inevitably occur. And you always have days when your appointments with God gets canceled for any number of valid reasons, right? Maybe it's to take the kids where they need to go. Do things for your spouse. It's so many things in life that gets in the way. But we have to carve out that time. We definitely have to begin to carve out that time. And just trust that, you know, we have to keep His commandments. to keep his commandments. That's all he asks us, to keep his commandments. And so it's super important to pray. Pray about every single thing, right? Oftentimes we move on our own will and not thy will. And so ask God to help you to cultivate and increase in your desires for him and his word. Ask God to give you self-discipline, to put his plan into action every day. Self-control is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. If you read Galatians 5:22-23, you'll find that there, inside of those scriptures there. And so cultivating that habit of daily reading your word is super important to embed the words on your heart. I find that when I read my Bible a little bit more, it really brings clarity to a lot of things that may even not have happened yet, right? It's that spiritual vision, right? Things that you typically wouldn't see with the natural eye. And sometimes, you know, with staying rooted in your word, some things that the pastor or a bishop or an apostle or another church member may say, you may not get it right then at that given time. Because at that time, you know, you don't need those given tools. But, you know, the Bible tells us to train up a child in the way that it should go. And so when it grow old, it won't depart. And so once you train that young child up and give it all the nutrients and the supplements and everything that it needs along the way, right? It's just like a mom giving a baby a bottle that can't hold it for himself or herself. They make sure the room temperature is right of the bottle before they give it to the baby. And even in the midst of feeding a small child that is unable to burp at that time or to digest the things, and it has to be patted on the back along the way so that it can do whatever it needs to do along the way. But then over time, as we grow and we develop, we begin to digest. We begin to have clearer understanding. We begin to have that 20/20 vision of what it is that's meant for us to do. Some even find their purpose in life. Some even find their calling of what it is for them to do. And so as you go through and read your Bible, definitely think about these five tips of decide what's the best time of day for you and God to spend time with each other. Sometimes we got to get up early to designate that time for him, right? And sometimes, you know, you lay awake in the middle of the night, you just can't seem to go to sleep, you're tossing and turning. Have you ever thought about turning over and looking up to the sky, looking up to heaven, and just saying, God, what is it that you have me to do? Sometimes we just have to open up our mouths and just talk with him. Finding a place where we can be alone with him. Depending on your living situation, this can be challenging. I know for some, as I stated, but finding a room in your home where you can close the door, be left alone, and talk to him. Talk to him. The other thing that I mentioned here was make a commitment to meet with God at a designated time and a place. We all make appointments for so many things. Try setting those appointments and spend that time with him. Do it whether you feel like it or not. Do it whether you feel like it or not. And so all of our days are numbered. If he was to sound a trumpet today or tomorrow, honestly, ask yourself, would you truly be ready? And so, you know, it's super important to pray about everything. To pray about it. And so as I leave you with this song to listen to on today, just wanted to have you to really think. Think of when is the last time you really taken time to spend time with God. Not asking him for anything, but sometimes even praying for others. He's done quite enough for me. And if he never, ever done another thing for me, I am so forever grateful. And so if you allow your good to outweigh your bad, and just think of all the wonderful things that he has done in your life, it's enough to raise your hands and just thank him. As I celebrated tonight with my church family, we prayed for all the different international countries around the world. We had Latin, and to just pray for the homeless, to pray for those that are ill, to pray for the women that don't have a voice, to pray for the children that don't have the schools or shoes, or just so much that goes on in different countries that people don't even see on the television. They only show what it is that they want others to know in different countries. As we continue to render up a prayer for each and every one, those that are being trafficking, those that has been kidnapped and torn away from their families, we continue to keep you in prayer as we pray here in Baltimore and across the nation. Every eye may not see you or may never hear your voice, but just know that there's a God that sits high and looks low. And hang on in there. And know that trouble don't last always. And so, with that being said, definitely listen to the melodies of these songs. Take time to dust off your Bible and get into the best novel that has ever been written. Take time to plant some seeds down inside of you so that you can reap a great harvest and allowing someone else to walk into your garden. Like I said, you know, most of the time, we are the only Bible that folks will get to open and read. And it's important to open your Bible and read it every single day. There's some countries and some people that they won't even let you read a Bible. And so it's super important to be that beacon of light. Allow your light to shine so that man can see. And so I'm so forever grateful for Finding My Way Radio, for this platform. I'm so grateful for Miss Josie and Kayla, and for Kayla having this vision. I'm forever grateful. And so, dear Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord God, to just touch each and every one that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Lord, touch them in a mighty way, Lord God. Whatever it is, you know what it is that they stand in the need of, Lord God. Lord, keep your arms around them, even when they cry at night and tears are on their pillows, Lord God. Lord, you give them the strength to not give up, to know that you have them here for a purpose and a reason, Lord God. And Lord, allow them to dive deep into your word, Lord God, and use them as the vessel that you planted them here on planet Earth to be, Lord God. Lord, take away the spirit of fear, Lord God. And Lord, just touch every child, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God, as they be a beacon of light to their peers, Lord God, and those that they come around, Lord God, that they will see their light and shine bright, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just your tender mercy. I thank you, Lord God, for my health and my strength, and for those that have lost a loved one, Lord God, to know that you'll be a mother, that you'll be a father, that you'll even be a sister or a brother, Lord God, and that you will pull them near to you, Lord God, even when sometimes they just feel like they just want to lose it all, Lord God. You continue to wrap them in your loving arms, Lord God. And for this, I thank you, Lord God. And they say, where two or more are gathered, my. Thank you, Lord God, for all your tender mercies. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me,
never would have made it.
Oh.